and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 377. How are we all doing? Need to see the chat. Who's in the chat? I know it won't be Jonathan. He's partying. Young Jonathan is partying. Right, let me have a look. Oh, Renee, congratulations. And hello. CQ Deb, CQ. Hello, Kim. And who else have we got? Oh, Kim's in a genealogy Zoom meeting with Tracy. Small world. Mike was in a Zoom meeting with Tracy earlier. Zoom's holding the world together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where did my water go? Ah, got it. So, apart from that, what have we all been up to? What did I do? Oh, I was sorting things out on an iPad. Yes, I was shocked as well. I'll just do it in here, I said. So I won't go into the office, I said. I'll do it on an iPad. Then bad words were said.
I was just about to say bad words.
What were you saying bad words about?
It wouldn't clear last week's chat from Brooklyn's.
Oh.
So I've just enabled the chat box and it had last week's chat in it.
Oh, and aren't we going to need, because Wendy, who did appear last night from Tesco, didn't exactly cover herself in glory in terms of what was missing. So, Asda's on the way.
Yeah, not till 9.
Oh, right.
Nine till 10.
That's what they said last week. Mind you, they did manage it last week. Oh, Mona
Lisa started following me.
Oh, that's clever of it.
And wants to send me a message.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. Sounds dodgy.
Just here to make new friend and have some fun.
Really?
Yes.
One of those.
It is, actually. Mm. There you go.
I remember, I'm about to share something and Mike will blush. Many, many years ago, when we had our first internet connection via CompuServe, and he managed to find himself in a chat room getting chatted up.
How do you block?
Where are you?
Insta.
You're asking me? I've no idea. Not a clue. I've never been suggested like that. Oh, hello, Paul. Oh, yes. Is it raining?
There it is. Three dots at the top block.
Right.
Right.
Excellent. So you've sorted that out, have you?
Yeah.
We've got rain. It rained all night. It is muddy to the knee out there. And apparently it said it's going to rain tomorrow. Mind you, I never trust them, obviously. Not that accurate. Where did I put my phone? Because that's the one with the weather on. So the weather tomorrow, 90% guaranteed to be horrific. So I think the world's turned upside down and we've got the Aussie rain. I think that's what happened. So let me have a look what it says for tomorrow. 9 at the moment and rain. Oh, yes, 90% chance of it raining all day tomorrow, Mike. Mm. And then we've got more rain threatened in the week with the sunshine behind some clouds. So basically, can't make its mind up. That's where we're at. So, but today's been biblical.
We're going to get wet in the morning, baby bear.
Well, overnight it was biblical. Tracy's everywhere. She's a busy girl. She is. She is. But Renee was busy doing absolutely nothing. That's not always a bad thing. Recharging your batteries was what you were doing. And Paul's struggling with dodgy internet. Is this to do with the rain? Has it taken some station out somewhere? That has happened here, that. Oh, and the supermarket lady for Renee was 100% accurate. Oh, no, not this time. Stuff was missing and then they substituted other stuff. And in the end, Mike thought, you know what, just be easier to go to Asda. So he's gone to Asda and he's had the text from Asda, haven't you?
Yeah.
And they're missing stuff as well. Yeah. This is costing a fortune in lockdown. Because, you know, normally you just think I'll go to a different Tesco. But you can't do that, can you? Oh, Kim, you're quite right. We'll be able to try out the 3-litre towel. That towel was stunning. She'd had a bath. And, I mean, the household towels are fine. But you can imagine she's got that much fur. So the first thing she does out of the bath is shake herself all over. So actually we're wetter than she is at this point. It seems to dry out the long fur instantly. But it's the stuff that's close to the skin that you've got to think about. So what we'd done with the towels was we looked at them. And you know what it's like when you look at the reviews. Tell me, do you guys look at the reviews when you're buying something? And it's like 5 stars. It's fabulous. 5 stars. Absolutely amazing. 5 stars. And you get down to one. It says, this was terrible. My dog's fur fell out. And you're like, oh. It's like 1 out of 3,000, but that's the one you look at. Well, in the end, I thought, you know what? We need a towel. So it's going to have to happen, irrespective. I thought, and then I thought, well, could you possibly use a towel wrong? But I thought, if it was really, really bad, there'd be more than one. But you know what you're like. It plays with your mind. So it arrived and it had to de-COVID. But there's two in the pack. They were the biggest I could get. So I think they're something like 1.7 metres by a metre. Quite big. Big enough for Lola, that's for sure. So we put one on the bed with the other towel. So the other towels were on the bed. And then we had one that we were actually drying her with. And it did just soak the water up. It really did. I was impressed. So she was lay there on top of one of the towels with the other towel that we were using to dry her just wrapped round, and she looked so cute. And I was just thinking Maya would have had this in shreds by now. This would have been history. But she was quite compliant with it.
Oh, I don't suppose you want a Cliff Richard song tonight, do you?
Well, we're going to have celebrations, aren't we?
No, I was thinking of congratulations.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Cliff Richard fan. Well, I'll tell you what.
Open with Fiesta.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking Cliff Richard. I can cope with Cliff Richard once. You know, one song I can cope with, but the Smiths, no. But then it's not exactly party time, is it? Heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Girlfriend in a coma.
Not happening. Never play the Smiths. My system does not have the Smiths.
You after a biscuit?
Yes, Daddy. I want a treat. You're talking about me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, look at your fur and how beautiful it is. Hey, just look at that. So, yes, it was amazing. She was totally dry and comfortable, and so were we. Could do with some like that. Oh, Cliff Richard and the Young Ones. Cliff Richard's a bit... I find the guy a little bit on the strange side. He has a lot of fans and they're absolutely crazy about him. And they're creepy. Those fans are creepy. So, yeah, I'm not a huge fan, but you're right. That one might work. Kim looks at the reviews. Unless a MacBiter recommends the product, then... As I now have a dynamo coming to my house. Well, I'm happy to say that one is quite good. That is very good, that one. I've had that for a long time. I'm wondering when I...
Nina's sent in some suggestions cool, to celebrate their wedding anniversary.
No problem. Put them in the list. I'm thinking, where did I get the first one? Because the one that I showed you, I did have another one. It looked identical. Well, it looked similar-ish, you know, 95% there. It was... It takes the same tapes and it uses the same batteries. I think that one uses 6 batteries, whereas the other one that I showed you last night only used 4. Anyway, they brought a new model out. So the one that you saw last night was the new model. I'm trying to remember where on earth I got the first one from. It was probably... We had 2 huge local stationery stores. And I mean like warehouse sized on the same retail park, which I always wondered. Do you remember Office One?
Yeah.
Closed down in the end. But, you know, we went there every week. It was fantastic. I loved it. It had a huge range of computer books, a load of business books, you know, and all the stuff that you could imagine. And it was really inexpensive. So it probably came from there. And I think I wore that one out. But that was over 20 years ago. So I had it a while. When I spotted that one, I thought, oh, this is the new model. And what I was concerned was, would the tapes that I've got work with it? But they did. And I much preferred the shape of it and the fact it only used 4 batteries rather than 6, I think. I opened that last night. I put it away again, so I can't check. So, yeah, I have sworn by that ever since.
Right,
I've got...
Let me give you this one now.
Oh, we've got another one. Oh, it's yes, a dentist
it's
stick.
It's a red dentist stick.
It's a red dentist stick. But we need paws for a dentist stick, don't we? Oh, you look just like Poppet and the Wolf Crew.
I've had 2 long walks, Mummy. I'm tired.
So it's so hard to lift my paw. You're going to have to help me. I'm so tired. Yeah, if I said WALKIES, she'd be up and off she'd go again. So that one I got from a local store, which I think they're across Europe, Aldi. And Aldi, they had it, I think it was reduced from about 25 to 28 pounds to about 12, and when we used to go out, they would have deals every week, and they were kind of matched up with events. So prior to Mother's Day, you'll have a sale on flowers. And then prior to Father's Day, all the tools will be on offer. And this one was a back to school thing. And you could guarantee between the last week in August and the second week in September, they would have the actual labellers themselves, but more importantly to me, the tapes on, and they would be reduced. It was quite common for us to head into there and buy, like, I mean, if you think about it, these tapes can be $8.99, but they were like $2.99 in the sale. But buy 10 of them, you spent £30, and you've got to think of your contactless payment stuff, haven't you? But yeah, the drawers are full of the tapes and everything gets a label. Everything is labelled, but I can highly recommend it. So there you go. Although you've spent money, think of it as an investment. Yeah, so I must have three of them somewhere. I've got one in a bag with some tapes in it, so I can just pick it up and take it downstairs. I've got one in the drawer. The other one must be in a bottom drawer somewhere. And the reason that I took one out of service, the original one, was that when you printed it, the print was slightly different. So I thought the print was better on the new one as well. So you'll love it when it arrives, and it's been through the COVID cave. Renee had abnormal hail this morning. That's probably heading our way, isn't it? But I can highly recommend the 3-litre towel if you're in need of one. Obviously, we're really concerned. I would have gone for white if they'd have had white, but they don't seem to make the towels for dogs in anything other than, like, maybe you'd get a pale pink. Palish pink, but most of them seem to be like quite dark, powerful, strong colours. And I'm guessing it's because, you know, they'll get dirty and they don't want the towel to look dirty. So I looked at the colours, you know, we're not having red, because there have been incidents, usually from the States, to be honest, in groups that I'm in about Sammies, where they've used whatever, a lead, a collar, a harness, and the dye's run. It's not good. It's not easy to get out. So I was reading the reviews mainly to see if the dye ran. None of them said that, but this woman said that the dog's fur fell out. I'm hoping that was just a coincidence. But Lola was fine with them, even though they were quite dark. So we'll probably get another set of those. I was impressed. You could tell, because when you picked the towel up, the towel was a standard towel weight. Might have been fractionally heavier than a normal towel, but you can imagine, if you've picked a towel up, even one that's you've dried your dog with, you instantly know how heavy that's going to be. You know, that was it dry, and that was it after. It was a little bit heavier. I picked that up. Honestly, it must have been 4 or 5 times the weight of the towel originally. So yeah, it did some good. Like I say, can't say Lola was 100% sold, but then she did lie there covered in it and was quite content. Maya would have, I mean, we said when we had her in the bath, I said, you know, we would have an ensuite bathroom by now, because Maya would have just knocked the wall down to get out. He was terrible. There was no way you could get clear. Well, we did clean bits of him, but it had to be done in episodes. It's like, well, I'll wash his left front paw today, and you'd put it in a bucket of water, take it out, and that was it. It was off. And then the next day, well, I'll do the other paw. Like a jigsaw. 3 litres is pretty heavy. Yeah, I wondered if you could actually wring it out and see how much water you'd get out. But you could just tell from how heavy it was. There's no way you could do that other than in the bath. It was that good. We let it drip dry overnight. And it did, the water kind of went down. If you can imagine, you've got this towel hung up. The bit at the top was a lot drier, but as it dripped down, there must have been that much water in it. It needed to go into the dryer to actually finish it off. So now it's ready for the next time. I'm not going to say that too loud, because Lola will hear me and she'll scarper. Kim says she thinks Deb and Tracy are in the next session of genealogy. It's on UK genealogy. I've not done any of that. Apart from that thing that the bit with my granddad, where I found out my granddad had a twin, but that was accidental. And the bit with one of the local, I think it was Preston Way, with my granddad. Well, that'll be my great uncle. Be my great uncle's military stick. Other than that, not looked. It's like, you know, what might you find? Like they were criminals or something, so I'll leave it be. Sometimes dogs have an undercoat. You saw that on a YouTube channel. Never heard that before. Yes, Lola has an undercoat. It's two very, very different types of fur on her. So the undercoat is very, very soft. It's like cotton candy. It's very soft. That, when she blows her coat, is what comes out. So the longer fur that she has is rougher. I mean, it's soft, if you will, but it's rougher than the undercoat, the underfur. The underfur is so, so soft. So when, I mean, some of that will come out, although I don't think she actually deposits fur around the house as much as other dogs I've seen, like a Labrador. We had a friend who used to live two doors up from us, and they had this Labrador. And at the time, Labrador was my dog. This is because that I've seen the Andrex puppy. So I would take this dog for walks and stuff, and that would molt all the time. Not blow its coat. It would never blow its coat like a Samoyed would. But there was fur all over you, like short hair, all the time. I wouldn't say with Lola. I mean, she does, if you were to stroke her, you probably wouldn't have any fur on your hand. Whereas with a Labrador, you probably would. But when she blows, oh, she blows the whole lot. Last time, I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks, and we just gave up the fight of trying to sweep it up. It was like, do you know what? Just leave it till she's finished. The time before that, I think we had a couple of pictures of it on the week at my bite's headquarters, and it did look like Golem. There was fur all over. I don't think it's helped by the fact that we have dark carpets. We have black on the hall landing and stairs. We have black carpet in the office, and we have a very deep grey in the extension. So let's just say you can see it. But it doesn't bother me. There was a lady who came into the house. Was that when Dad was ill? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like a district nurse type. And this is what I have against medical professionals. It's like, you are a medical professional. By definition, if you are visiting somebody's house, they must be ill. And the last thing they need is to hear you rabbiting on about your opinions. And we had this lady come in. So this is the kind of thing I mean. My mom wasn't ill. And clearly, you know, it's the lady that gets blamed for the state of the house, if you're with me. Or praised for the state of the house. But my dad, he was ill. And I mean ill. He was dying. 10 days later, he was dead. So, you know, he really was ill. And this nurse came in, and she was all over Dad like a rash, which was, me and Mum were looking at each other like sickening much. She gets out into the hall, and black carpet. I think Maya never blew his coat like Lola, but he would, twice a year, there would be a little bit more fur coming out than normal, but he never blew like Lola. And this lady looked at the black carpet, and she turned to my mum, and with a really sneering look on her face, she said, "You can tell you've got a white dog." I nearly went for this woman. I thought, Mum's got enough to deal with. Her husband of 50-odd years is dying, and you're thinking it's a good idea to criticise the carpet. What's the matter with you? Anyway, Mum showed her the door. She wasn't welcome back. But can you imagine, you've got all of that to deal with and people judging you? I mean, maybe they think it's polite conversation. But polite conversation would be, oh, have you got a dog? I love dogs. You know, and that would like put somebody at ease. But somebody's dealing with the biggest crisis in their life, and you think it's a good idea to mention the fact that the dog's molting.
Oh, I heard one today.
Oh, go on.
Which is quite true, actually. I was walking Lola down the road, and there was a guy chatting to a girl. And I don't think they'd ever met before. I think he just stopped and started saying, you know, nice dog. Because he did the same with me.
Is this wise in a pandemic, but carry on?
Well, he was socially distant. He wasn't in my face.
Mm.
But they're yakking away, and I walked past them, and I heard him say, "What's her name?" And she said, "Poppy." And he said, "You shouldn't tell somebody your dog's name if you don't know them."
What'd you ask for?
I don't know. Maybe he was just testing her. You know, with all these dog thefts.
Do you know?
Which explains when then that girl, I said to that girl, "What's your dog's name?" when I was on the field the other week.
Mm.
And she said, why?
Well, yeah, I guess so. And
I thought you said Lola. I said, because she's called Lola. And she said, yeah, it's with all these dog thefts, I'm a bit wary.
Isn't it sad it's come to the fact that you can't even ask somebody what their dog's called? But then what did the guy ask for?
I don't know.
You know, people are smart asses, aren't they? Yeah. They're smart asses. Crying out loud. But they are saying that at the moment with dogs. Basically walk them in a pack. And actually locally, you know, our Facebook local group, they were saying that, was that the one after midnight? A guy wandering around the houses and they were trying to break in. They'd watched you all day to see you did have a dog. And then they were going to break in and steal the dog. And I'm like, would that be wise? Surely it'd be easier to get the dog during the day rather than have to break in for the dog, because you wouldn't know where the dog was. Nor would you know if the alarm's live or not. People are insane. Oh, let's just leave it at people are insane. Hello, Simon! Oh, and Kim does that. She trims Kiva one leg at a time. Maya was very uncooperative. To fully groom him could take a month. Deb has done loads of courses. Find my past. And your beta testing. Oh, and Renee has been groomed. you see, you're a very wise man. Well, I did mics, didn't I? But I'm not a professional. You went the professional route. I'm not a professional. But it was trimmed and it's not bad, is it? 6 weeks on, it's looking like it needs a little bit more. But it's not as bad as it was.
No.
You want it left alone now?
No.
No, we could trim a little bit, couldn't we? Because we don't want to get back to where we were, do we?
No.
No.
No, being laughed at Catania meetings.
What's the tagline? Faith, friendship and fraternity. I'm not at all sure where the laughing at your hair came in.
I think there's a fourth F in there, but...
Yes, let's leave it alone, shall we?
We don't want to be taken off the air.
No, we don't. We don't. Good evening, Pete. How are you doing? We're all pretty well here. Saturday's a busy day for me, obviously, as was Friday. We had fun last night, though, didn't we?
We did indeed. Come on.
It's Pesach for Jonathan, and he's got a party on, so he's partying the night away. I do believe it's virtual, but don't quote me on that, because Jonathan's a very sage lad, isn't he? So I'm sure it's virtual. I did mention last night that I had mailed Tony, but I still haven't heard from Tony. So fingers crossed that he's okay and they've not had to take him back in hospital. I wouldn't have thought, to be honest, they'd want to take anybody back in hospital at the moment if they could possibly avoid it. So fingers crossed he's just resting up. What else has happened? Oh, yes, we washed the dog. We'll all recover in the end, hopefully. and there's tomorrow as well. Which is when I'm doing, what am I doing tomorrow? Master Pages. So I'm sorting that out as well. Oh, thank you, Kim. Great show last night. Glad you enjoyed it. We had fun with Formula, didn't we? Until I went bracket blind. Do you know, as soon as I came off air, I glanced at it and I thought, well, obviously, duh, there's a bracket missing there. But 3 hours, 10 minutes in, I was like, looks all right to me. Oh, well, we had a troubleshooting session then in the middle of it, didn't we? Is Tony out of the hospital? I believe he is. They don't tend to keep them in that long, but I'm not sure. Normally, he would come to buy requests tonight, but he hasn't been seen for, what is it? Is it 5 days now? 4 or 5 days? That's why I sent the mail. I'm sure he'll get the mail because that was his business mail. So he'd have to keep up with that. So fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. It's not the time to be ill, is it, in hospital? One of our friends had a... Is it discectomy? It wasn't a slip disc they had. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It went to hospital. This was about 9 months ago. Maybe a bit more. With his arm pulsating. So if you think Alien, where the thing popped out the chest, this was an arm. I think it was the forearm. And it was as if it was attached to electric. The whole arm was just pulsating and the staff were like, never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. It did look like there was something inside, like a snake moving up and down his arm. It looked bizarre. He was screaming in pain, but his mum wanted him to go to Salford Royal. Now, Salford Royal, I think, was out of his area. But you can rock up at A&E and just sort of say, I was here, can't you? Because that's the neurospine unit. And she said it's got to be something to do with nerves in the spine. But he went to the local hospital. Their specialisation is maternity. So it didn't end well. They actually admitted him next to the maternity ward and he ended up staying for like 5 days. But it was some kind of nerve issue where if they didn't deal with it, the nerve would die. Anyway, he drugged up to the eyeballs. He staggered on for a bit longer. And come thinking of it, I think it was just before lockdown. So they took him in for a discectomy. And obviously there's all of the COVID tests and stuff going on. So that's been happening this week as well. Ooh, a rib resected, 4 hours. Wow, 4 hours is going it, isn't it? Wow. Nerve root compression, possibly. To be honest, it did look like just the pulsating. You think, you know, if you had trapped something, like just your hand in a door, that's what you'd imagine to see. But they had no clue. And looking at it, because his sister's a nurse, and she was like, that needs dealing with now before the nerve dies. And, you know, what could he say to them when they're like, well, we'll do a test, we'll do another test. Oh, we've never seen anything like this. We'll do another test. And he can't say, well, my sister said. He can't do that. But I think if he'd have gone to the neurospinal unit, he'd have been better off than maternity. But he's had to live on painkillers for a year before they've done it. But now they've done it. So I've no idea how long recovery will take. But it did look nerve related because it was just pulsing, literally pulsing. I've felt things similar and I've seen things similar, but not like this. It was noticeable, really noticeable. You didn't have to look to find it. It was like jumping up and then settling back about quarter of an inch. He'd got a video of it. So that was how come his sister had seen it and she was screaming blue murder. So the last we heard from her was, well, I'm going to come down and sort it out. Well, he sat there. You know, you can't do anything when you're in that kind of pain, can you? But there is, I think, an A&E department. It was Stepping Hill in Stockport. But Stepping Hill round here does not have a good name. One, it's sort of obs, gynae and maternity is like where it's at. But about 15 years ago, they were the subject of a huge police investigation. Some of the drugs had been contaminated. I think it was like saline, only it wasn't saline. They'd put, diabetes thing in it, insulin, and patients had died. So they arrested this nurse, this lady nurse. She hadn't done it, but what she had done was steal drugs. So she was up before the beak for that. But these deaths continued. And the thing was, there was no commonality at all in who was on duty at the time, which is like their number one way of working it out. And it turned out to be a male nurse who had come over from, I think it was Malaysia. And unlike most people like that, like Beverly Allitt, where they need to be involved in the incident that they instigate, he would change things. So somebody had written up like 3 millilitres of something and he would change it to 8. And then he'd be off duty and people would be dying. He'd hear about it third party and that was enough for him. And it went on for about 4 years. So people round here are pretty reluctant. I mean, OK, they caught him and he's in jail now. But people are pretty reluctant to trust Stepping Hill in terms of vetting the staff. And that's where he ended up. So that don't go there. Yes, it was. It was insulin. So it was bags of saline. And I'm talking like 40, 50 bags. It was in a drawer somewhere. And the only reason that they found out, and a lot of this had been used by this stage, was there was about 45 bags left in there. And one of the nurses picked one up. And she thought it was sticky and she thought it must have a leak. So she put that on one side and picked up one of the others and then realised that that was sticky too. So she takes everything out of the drawer and starts having a look. And over 50% of them, she could just tell at a glance or by touching it that it had been tampered with. So then she had to get like the hospital security involved, which then obviously had to be escalated and escalated. They had to take all this stuff out the way, get new stuff in for the patients at that point and then send it all off for testing. And that was when they found out that, yeah, it had been doctored with insulin. But at that stage, the night before, something like 3 or 4 people had died with it. And all of them were like recovering. And it was just like, well, we'll give you this just before you leave. And then they took a turn for the worst. One guy had survived, which was just as well, because he was able to identify the nurse in question, this guy, much later when the police came around with photos. And he said he was on the night I was in. And at that stage, he was still doing his own. Shocking, shocking, telling you. Right. Do I need a honey and lemon or chamomile tea? Do I? Is this to calm me down or what? Yes, tonight is a party at Brooklands 196. A year ago this weekend, we had booked, and we'd booked this quite early for a reason. Mike's presidency would come to an end the third week in April. But it was Easter and the Manchester Marathon was on. So when the Manchester Marathon's on, despite the fact we're like 8 miles from the city centre, it comes right past our house and right past a lot of other people's houses. So we didn't want to leave it until April. So we had our end of year bash and we had it planned. Oh, it was an extravaganza. We were doing Friday night, breakfast on Saturday morning, Saturday night, and lunch on Sunday. Like the equivalent of a Catenian pub crawl, really. We also had a brass band special, which was the 13th of March. And we decided, we had a word with the brass band and they were like, oh, we'll honour the booking. And I said to Mike, cancel it. You know, you can tell by his voice, we'll honour the booking, but he was really reluctant. And I said, the audience are going to feel the same. No, you're not going to get a good atmosphere because people are going to be panicking. So with 2 hours notice, we cancelled it. That left us with the end of year weekend. Like, well, what are we going to do with that? Because we had all the money laid out for the deposits and stuff on all this stuff. And if you can imagine, you know, deposits at a hotel for the evening wasn't cheap. I think that was about £600. Then we had the deposits at the hotel for the meals, which was a different hotel. So there was, I think it was going to be about 80 of us. So there were deposits for that. So we took temperature over that weekend. So with 2 weeks to go, and people were like, oh, don't be ridiculous. It's only a cold. Don't worry about it. And some people were like, well, I might be a bit nervous. And I said to Mike, let's just take it online. And he said, we can't take the meal online. I said, no, but we can take the party online. And from that, my request was born. And that was a year ago this very night. Oh, I remember starting it. And I thought, you know, before we started, I thought, right, I've got the technology. I've got all the software lined up, you know. I've got the DJ stuff. I've got the radio broadcast stuff. We can do this thing. We can do this thing live. So obviously, we can do like pre-recorded stuff, we can do talking, but this was music. So can we do the music as well? Yep, we can do all of that. Right, let's do it. And we must have done a marooned. So we did marooned first and then we went into the party. Oh, the first 15 minutes, I thought I'm never going to be able to do this. And it was because we were taking requests live and, you know, they were coming in thick and fast and we didn't have a system. So I had them on post-it notes on my desk and I did the entire show from post-it notes on my desk. And it was like, I've done that one, put a note on that. Honestly, it was chaotic. It was chaotic, but we made it. So after that, I said, we need a system for the requests. So obviously we built it the way we would build anything. We built it in Notion. It didn't work. It did, if you were looking at it. So theoretically it would work. But when it actually came to the point of broadcast, it was like, no, because I've got to open that up and then close it and open another one, close it, open, close it. No. I said, Mike, this needs to be in a spreadsheet. So I knocked a spreadsheet together. Yes, I did it. And then said to Mike, right, let's get the conditional formatting done, which because we use Google Sheets, because we need instant updates, the conditional formatting just plays with your mind. Mike said that this is not like Excel, so I'll leave it to you. So we got this spreadsheet sorted, and that is what drives us through the show. And without it, it would be utter chaos. But that's how it happened, and tonight is our one-year party. So Party Party by Eruption. I've not heard of that one. We will add it to the list. What about copyright infringement? For what? Do you have a license to play music on Brooklands? We do. We do. You need licenses, and it's very complicated. You need licenses by country. So there are license agencies that will advise on licenses, or they will provide one license which will apply to multiple countries. So the what you need to do is go research what countries you need coverage for, and then find the license that covers most, and then get extra licenses for the other countries that aren't included in your master license. So yes, and that needs doing once a year. And if you've ever seen the Brooklands 2.0 dashboard, when I've done a demo, you will see on the left-hand side of it where we've got, so in the main area, it's all the shows. But on the left-hand side, there's an inbox, and then it says resources. And in that list, just under merchandise, because we have Brooklands 196 shirts that all the Catanian guys wear, and the girls, yeah, we've had a special order for Ellen, hers is purple, and Kath's got a green one, I think. Underneath that, it says licensing. And underneath the licensing is all of the reports that you have to fill in and tell them what you've played, etc. So, yes, you do need licenses. That's why we don't just leave it running on MacBytes, because we don't have a music license on MacBytes, because they're not cheap. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of pounds. So that's why we don't do it, because we never really planned to do any kind of music on, not live anyway. We were going to have pre-recorded shows. Then we decided we would do some pre-recorded music, and then it was like, well, now we need to do this thing live, so we need to sort a license out. So yes, we do. We do. That's what we say about when we play Neil Diamond, because we know Kath's a huge Neil Diamond fan, and that's what we say. We're sorting out his retirement for him, because the number of plays he gets. Last weekend, the week before, Kath said I couldn't sleep, so she had Neil Diamond on. This is like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And the Neil Diamond special is an hour. So Mike said last weekend, well, just in case Kath can't sleep, and it's overnight anyway, I'll put the Neil Diamond special on 6 times. Neil Diamond must be thinking, I don't know who these Brooklands 196 is, but I'm loving them. So Mike does all the licensing stuff. I just organised the dashboard with that. So I threw the thing together that runs the whole thing. But the bit on the side with the merchandise and licensing is Mike's issue. I do believe we have got Celebration by Kool & the Gang lined up at some point.
Yeah, it was one of Kim's.
Ah, well, Renee's requested it as well, so we'll get that in as well. Hello, Alex. Kim did not realise you needed to send reports in. Yes, you do. How detailed they are depends on... We have to have a way of calculating the number of listeners, and then you multiply the number of listeners by the song by the number of listeners over a particular time frame. I don't know the details. Mike built a spreadsheet for it, and it just happens. But it's the number of plays and the number of listeners, and then it goes into like a black box calculation, and then out pops the information at the other end. The licenses themselves, you buy the license. So it's not a radio license as in for broadcasting on an FM transmitter. It's an internet radio license that we buy. And they're graded. So you can get like up to X plays, up to Y plays. So you buy that license and then you put the report in, the licensing report. But, you know, you are on your honour that if you're like, do you know what? Yeah, listeners going up. So you do the calculation and you might then need the next level of license. So then you can do that halfway through the year. It's done quarterly. So every quarter we've got to put the licensing report in, which we do. And I think the license started, it would be 2-3 years ago. Hang on, let me think. Oh no, 2 years ago. So it's around March, April time. And because initially we were broadcasting content from other Christian radio stations. So people will do shows like by request and then make them available in a pool. So we had other shows and I don't think all of those had music. A lot of them were talky shows. But once we put the music stuff together, then we needed to be absolutely certain. So we applied for that, sorted it all out. You could do it retrospectively up to a certain number of weeks as well. So we covered all of that. And yeah, that's what we do every quarter. Ooh. Alex loves Kool & the Gang. They are a cool group, aren't they? So, yes, we'll definitely have that. Kim says, can you tell if we're listening at other times of the week to Brooklands? Yeah, what we've got is when you want to set up a radio station, the licensing is totally separate from however you decide to do the broadcast. So you are going to need... Now, originally you didn't need, and this was how all of this started. So originally I had an app, and this app was called Nicecast. So like ice, but with an N, Nicecast. It was from Rogue Amoeba, the people who do Audio Hijack and Loopback. And what it did was it turned your computer into a radio broadcast. So an audio broadcast. It gave your computer the capability to broadcast audio, and you did not need anything else. You didn't need to pay anybody else for any other kind of service. That was all you needed. So I bought this app many, many years ago, probably about 2008, 2009. And it wasn't like anything I'd seen before. So I started playing around with it, getting it working. Working out what URL you would have to give people so they could hear your radio broadcast. And what we used it for was one job. And the one job was when we did a Mac Bites Live, it was always between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock UK time. And way back in the day, 2009, 2010, Apple would only let you listen to this thing via Safari. So, and trying to listen mobile, you know, maybe you'd be able to hear it on mobile Safari, but maybe not. So a lot of people found that they couldn't follow along with the Apple events, the live Apple events, because they were on their way home and they couldn't watch the video in Safari. So we already did a Mac Bites Live, and we used to use Adobe Connect. So we had a chat room. But we were hearing from increasingly numbers of people. They might have been at work, some people in the States. So it might have been 10 in the morning for them. But they were on Windows and they couldn't listen because you needed Safari. So Mike and I had a ponder on. I said, well, what if we just relay the audio? We could do that with Nicecast. So we did. And then the rest of the show where we're chatting and there's a chat window, people can listen. So that was how we started just doing an audio broadcast, but live. Then, and we carried on using that method until about 2 years ago, when Rogue Amoeba decided they weren't going to support this app anymore and it wouldn't work on Catalina. And if Apple changed anything, there was going to be no updates either. So it was like, okay, that app's going to be dead. So what we needed at that point was either an app that did that job from our computer, or a hosted service somewhere. So just like you may have files on your home computer you make available to yourself online somehow, or you use something like Dropbox, we needed a service that would allow us to play audio and provide people with a URL or embed the player on a page and they could listen to it. We hunted high and low, and we must have been through about 5 or 6 of these services, mustn't we? Some were less expensive than what we pay for now, but the quality was appalling. Other ones, you were limited in terms of the number of hours that you could do. So we ended up with the service that we're with now, and we decided we did Brooklands first, didn't we? Because at that point, this Nicecast was still working. So we put Brooklands together first. Mike spent hours, happy hours in the mornings, trying to get all the things set up ready for when he took over. And then the licensing issue came into it. After that, we sorted out Mac Bites FM. But Mac Bites FM doesn't need a license at all unless it plays music, hence it doesn't play music. So that was how we ended up with an online service. And the online service will track how many listeners you've got and put that information into a location on the server so you can get it for your licensing. So long way round of saying, yes, we can tell. We can't tell who by name, obviously, but we can tell that there is somebody listening from a certain country. And that's good news because we need to provide the licensing authority with information by country. So yes, that's how it works. So it's pretty automated, isn't it?
It is.
It's not too arduous to do it. It would be virtually impossible if you were doing it from your own computer. And I think you'd have more of a problem now if you were doing it from your own computer. The only problem back in the day was you are broadcasting out and people are connecting directly. So you needed a lot of memory. And it may be once you get to the 40 or 50 mark, it starts to struggle. Whereas with a broadcast server, an audio broadcast server, you know, you can have hundreds of thousands and it'll be fine. So we took it from being a very, very local thing we did about three or four times a year, every time Apple had an event, to a 24/7 two radio setup thing. Mac Bites went live about 3 months after Brooklands. So once we've got Brooklands in a groove, we then took it live with Mac Bites. Mac Bites had on it like replays and special events until the beginning of lockdown. And then it was like, oh, well, we could do that. We could do 5 days. We could do it live. And we did. And that's where we're at now. 377. When do you think we'll have finished? When do you think we'll be let out of lockdown? I mean, Boris has got the 12th of April marked, which is our anniversary. Boris is going to the pub.
The lockdown anniversary is last all week. Kath says that to Mike and Nina.
Yes, I think they should. I think they should. If there's any kind of celebration, then yes, absolutely. It's got to last the week. I mean, we do realise I'm heading up to my second lockdown birthday.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't see that coming. On my birthday, it was like, oh, I wonder if Mike and Mike's not going to have a lockdown birthday. And to be honest, you wouldn't have done in certain parts of the country, would you?
No.
Manchester got put back into lockdown. So, you know, this rule of six that was in. The rule of six was you can meet up to six people in your garden, I think, from only two households. And it came in middle of July. And if you remember, we had this garden thing. Well, we didn't in garden, no. But people who had wonderful gardens were inviting around six Catanians, and then they mooched onto somebody else's garden, or at least that was the plan. And then that was the 2 o'clock, we've changed our minds, you can't meet up in gardens manoeuvre. That was the 29th of July. And Monday, the 29th of March, is the first time since the 29th of July you can meet people in your garden. So you're looking at August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. So 8 months. 8 months we've been in that level of lockdown in Manchester. So I'm predicting, mind you, not if the weather's bad. So it's all going to depend on the weather because tomorrow is bad. So you can meet up in people's gardens from Monday, but it could be a swamp. That's where we're at with that. Tracy may be in later once Mr. T falls asleep. What if you fed him to make him fall asleep? What food makes you fall asleep? With me, it's potato. That's why I don't eat it. I get very, very dopey.
With me, it's alcohol.
Oh, yes, Mike gets very, very tired with alcohol. You're going to have a drink tonight, though, aren't you? Because it's the party.
No.
Oh, he's been sober tonight.
I haven't drunk at all in March. And why spoil it with 4 days to go?
Is this like dry January? You missed by two months.
I've had plenty of other stuff that I shouldn't have, like chocolate. But
people keep delivering it, though, don't they?
Have faith in the Pfizer vaccine. Don't forget they make Viagra. If they can raise the dead, they can save the living.
Yeah, only we don't get a choice, do we? I think the majority of people now are getting the AstraZeneca vaccine because they have to keep some of the Pfizer for the people who've already had Pfizer as the first one. Mm. Although they did say, and I thought this was fantastic, tell me what you think of this one for logic. Pete might know. I saw this story that was by September. This is our, what they're calling him, the jab czar. The guy in charge of it who was in charge of the business department, him. And he said the first four groups, so the most vulnerable, the 50-year-olds are in group 9. So this is the top four groups, will be given a booster from September. So this is presupposing everybody who wants it's had it by then. But from September, they'll be doling out these booster jabs. And I'm thinking, on what basis? Are they testing people to see like if they're okay and if they're a bit weak, then they'll give them a top up? Yes, turn the other way if you're going to do that, Mike. Thing that got me was he then carried on and said there'll be 8 different kinds. And I thought, do you have all 8? Is it a pick and mix? What we're talking about? It said that they would address the other variants. So the Kent variant, which apparently is dealt with quite nicely by the AstraZeneca one, but the South African isn't. And I thought, this is going to be, you'll get, it'll, a selection box at Christmas is going to be very different this year, I think. Oh, Renee's heard about the booster jabs as well. Pete prescribed Viagra for an ICU patient yesterday. Well, the thing that we all think of with Viagra is not totally what it can be used for, is it? Wasn't that a side effect? You got longer term immunity with a second booster, that's probably why. It was the fact there were going to be eight different ones and they already know that that got me, because we've not been told that, you know, there are eight different variants under construction, you know, under creation to address these individual variants. I thought, how does he know that there's eight and where are they coming from? And which one would you get and why? And people don't seem to be asking. Maybe I ask too many questions. But, you know, you're thinking of injecting me with it. And just like, I always think back to the times when I have challenged something and you're right to do so. So the worst one for me was, I'm allergic to penicillin. It says so right across my notes. The front cover in 6-inch high letters says allergic to penicillin. I think it actually says severely allergic to penicillin. So this consultant came round. I don't know what his speciality was, because it was a general ward and I wasn't really conscious when I was taken in. So I don't know what his speciality was. But he had a nice smile and I thought, good grief, a doctor, nice smile, unusual, because usually I'm daggers drawn before we've even started. But it was a teaching hospital, so he had his gaggle of six with him, who looked like they should be at school buying stuff from the tuck shop. And I wasn't that old at that point, but they still looked like children. So they had the notes and he said, she's allergic to penicillin, so what should we give her? And this idiot stood there, and, you know, he pointed to this lad, and he didn't look like flippant. He looked like he was really trying to work out the answer to this trick question. And he stood there and he said, amoxicillin. And I just looked at him and I thought, God, where do they get these people from? And I thought, well, one, it's a cillin, so don't be ridiculous. You know, try again. But what if he was left on his own to diagnose something and give somebody some medication? Really? But he said with a straight face, amoxicillin. The dog had had amoxicillin the week before. And I had to have a conversation with the vet about the fact that I'm allergic to penicillin, really allergic to penicillin. So we had a protocol in place where I wasn't to get too close to, I had to unwrap the pill, but not get that close to it and use rubber gloves. And every time the dog saw the rubber gloves, he was off. So I had to sit there for days on end wearing these rubber gloves. So the dog just thought, she's barking, she's just wearing them all the time. But I did. And obviously, because of this, I discussed it with the vet and I'd read the print off the packet. So I had this thing and it was amoxicillin and clavulanic acid in a suspension of blah, blah, blah. And that was exactly what this lad was saying that I needed to take. Luckily, I challenged it. Now, I'm sure the consultant would have noticed as well. But when I said to him, you know, that's penicillin under another name. So what we really need, you know, and I rattled off what we needed. And this doctor just looked at him and said, yeah, that's a drawing board for you, eh? But what if that doctor hadn't been there? There have been enough times in my life where they've tried to give me double the dose. They've taken pills out the wrong bottle. And you'd love to think it doesn't happen, but it does. So I do ask a lot of questions, a lot of questions, which doesn't always go down well. But, you know, I'm trying to help in terms of I am savvy enough to ask the questions in the first place. And I do. I would ask the questions. You see stories next to each other in the paper and it's like, just trust the science. And then like we've said, but science is a best guess as of now. 100 years ago, leeches, cutting edge.
Got any leeches for this?
Exactly. The Heineken had. So I think I just like to ask questions. I don't mean any harm by it. I am not suggesting that you are an idiot, unless you prove yourself to be an idiot like this lad did. I'm just asking questions. I would like people to ask questions, you know, in training courses. I don't take that personally if you ask a question. But some doctors accept it more easily than others do, and dentists are the same. So I have had two fantastic dentists in the last 5 years and one complete moppet who did not like me even breathing. I think you would have rather treated like statues that never said a word. So it just depends, doesn't it? So yeah, booster jab. Not the original one yet, but how are there eight of them? What are they for? Who should take which one? This is the kind of thing I'd like to see. Instead of which, we just get like, you know, here's a picture of Boris on a zip wire. And I'm like, yeah, but I've seen that. Now can we have some information about that? Oh.
So, you got the first couple lined up?
I haven't got anything lined up yet.
Right.
Not a thing. Should I do that?
Well, we've got about four or five minutes.
Okay. I'll get it all keyed up. Why isn't that moving? You are playing with my mind again. There we go. Right. It's all lined up in the right place now. Now all I need to do. I was explaining our spreadsheet management system. Have we ever demonstrated the spreadsheet? Did we?
Because I showed how I export it to Excel to get the birthday lists.
At what spreadsheet do you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about the Brooklands one, the playlist.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, right. I am on today and it's blank.
Oh, that's because I've put it in the template, so I'll...
Here we go again. You see what I have to work with? Because sometimes if we're on the same spreadsheet, it does go a bit mental. But not at the moment. Stops them rolling over and falling out of bed. Nice one, Pete. Tracy wants you to put that Pfizer quote in the chat, Mike.
Right.
Oh, we have a Californian variant as well as South African, UK and Brazil. Is this ever actually going to go away, or are they right and we're going to have to live with it? Because it's not living with it that's the issue. It's getting it and dying with it that's the problem. I mean, we tend to live with flu, don't we? But this is different than that.
Right, I've now swapped them over.
A good treatment for pulmonary hypertension, initially developed as a blood pressure treatment. Do you know, I heard that the other day, Pete. I think we were having a laugh about it and we were looking at it. And the use of it now, or the use that most people think of with it, was reported as a side effect. So we were having a giggle about, can you imagine you were on that trial and having to write that as a side effect? You might just think, you know, oh, I'm just feeling fantastic and youthful again and not actually consider it to be a side effect. But it worked out well for Pfizer. Let's put it like that. So do you actually prescribe that for its intended use then? And is it right that it's a lower dose than was originally in the trial, and that way it has less impact below the waist? That's what I read. That's what I read anyway. Right, so party time. Okay. Oh, I see we're getting rid of Cliff Richard early. Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Right, let's put that in there. Yeah, I put a couple in that I thought fitted. There's one called Celebration, but we'll go with Congratulations, if you like, and put that in. Luckily, I think that's quite short, isn't it? 2.5 minutes. I can cope with 2.5 minutes. Because Fiesta's 4 minutes. But Fiesta's just fabulous. Oh, I'm liking number three. So let's get the first three in. And then I can be sure I'm all right when we start. There we go. First three are in. I did have a Kylie Minogue. I could keep that till Jed's in. Jed quite likes Kylie. Yes, he really, really likes.
Oh, it's from Frank
Kylie.
And Pauline.
Oh, it is.
Hi, both. Hope you got the delivery.
Oh, cool. We don't know who it's from because we haven't opened it yet. should be filming lots of upbeat songs. Oh, yes, Kim. I am going to be mining our Ladies' Night songs. So I've got playlists of those. So I will have a look at those. They are all upbeat, dancey songs. So,
40 seconds.
Okay, can you sort out what's in the cell that you're in? Because that's not what should be in it. So, we're heading off for our Brooklands 1 year party. You are most welcome to join us at brooklands196.com. Other than that, we'll see you soon. So, for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.